Okay, good morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Nazir Daf Yud Gimel. Nazir Gimel. We're going to pick it up from the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Harini Nazir, the Kashiyeli Ben. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, when I'll have a son. Vinele Ben, and a son is born to him. He's a Nazir. He's a Nazir. Sounds very straightforward. The Gemara is going to actually ask, Pshita L'Cher, it's obvious, what is the Chiddush in that line? And the answer will be, it's a setup for the next line. So again, in this first line, the person says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and he has a son. He is indeed a Nazir. What if he had a daughter, Tumtum Vandragonis, or he had a Tumtum, or an Andragonis, let's remind ourselves, Tumtum is when the gender is covered over by a layer of skin, and it's not clear if it's a male or a female. Andragonis is where he possesses simanim of both male and female. But either way, it wasn't a ben, it was a bas. A Tumtum or Andragonis ain't a Nazir. He didn't fulfill his pledge, and he's not a Nazir. When he says, L'chashili ben, we say it means that on the condition that he has literally not just a child, but a son. Again, the Gemara will make that clear. Im amar kashieli vlad. But what if he says, I'm a Nazir when I have a child? He said vlad, he didn't say bain. So over there, afilune lebas, even if a daughter is born, tumtum andragonis, even if a tumtum andragonis is born to him, hareza Nazir, that is a vlad. And therefore it's a Nazir. We don't say that because he said lashon of, when he said lashon of vlad, he meant a child that is considered chashev, either a son or a daughter. Maybe you still will be excluding a tumtum andragonis. No, a tumtum andragonis is still a child, and therefore he is a nazir. Top of Yud Gimel Aleph, Hepila Ishtai. What if his wife was pregnant and the baby ended up being a nephil? Ain't a nazir. Tanakhama says he's not a nazir. Now this gets into, well, Gemara is going to elaborate on this for us, but this gets into the machlekes we had earlier in the Masechta. When a person makes a pledge of Naziris, tully in a Tanai, and that Tanai is doubtfully fulfilled, it's in doubt whether it was fulfilled. The example we had back then was, he says, I'm a Nazir, I'm a Nazir, there's 100 kor by my kri of grain. And when you go to measure the grain, it was gone, it was stolen, it was lost, it wasn't there anymore. So the shaila is, do you say maybe it was 100 and therefore he's a Nazir or not? So we had Rabbi Hud over there said, we don't say he's a Nazir because a person would never want to put himself into a matzav of a Suffolk Naziris. He only wants either to be a Nazir or not a Nazir. Being a Suffolk Nazir is it's even worse in some ways. He would not want to be a Suffolk Nazir. Shimon says, no, he's a Suffolk Nazir. That's a machlekes we had then. So the Gemara is going to explain this line of the Mishnah is exactly the same machlekes. The wife had an aphil, and the shaila really is as follows. Was this a baby that was a viable baby who happened to Nebuch pass away? People that are viable get sick, something happens, and they die. Or no, it was never a viable baby in the first place. If it was never a viable baby in the first place, then there's not Nachal, he's not a Nazir. But if it was really a viable baby and just punked, it didn't, something happened, and the baby didn't end up coming to fruition, end up surviving, so then he would be Chayav Naziris. We're not sure. Says the Tanakhama, Hepil Ishtai ain't a Nazir. He's not a Nazir. And then Mar is going to explain, again, we've already spoken it out, the Mar is going to explain, this goes like a Behuda, that a person wouldn't make himself a Suffolk Nazir. And therefore, unless we know for sure the baby was a Bar Kiyama, ain't a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, no. We have to be concerned that maybe there's a doubt here that it was a Nazir, and a person puts that it was a Bar Kiyama, and the person puts himself in a Matzav of Suffolk, and therefore, he has to do as follows. Yaymer. If the child was a Ben Kiyama, Harani Nazir Chayva, right now, the Naziris I'm keeping is a Naziris to fulfill that pledge of having a vlad. Then lav, but if the baby was not a bar kiyama, then the nazirus I'm doing right now, hare ani nazir nedava. The nazirus I'm doing right now is a stama, a nazirus nedava, a pledge of valentine nazirus. So he basically keeps nazirus al tanai. He keeps nazirus and says, if I was mechuyev, this is fulfilling my chiyev. If I wasn't mechuyev, it's time a new donation, a new pledge of nazirus. Chazer v'yelda, what if she went and gave birth again? Hare ze nazir. If she went and gave birth again, and this time it was clearly a viable child. So this shaila is going to be according to, well, the nafkmina, according to both. According to Tanakhama, in the first case, it certainly wasn't a Nazir. It was no Naziris, but now there's a fulfillment of his pledge, and therefore there will be a Naziris. Chazul Yelda, Harez, and Nazir, says the Tanakhama. Right now, the pledge was fulfilled, the Tanai was fulfilled. If I have a Vlad, I should be a Nazir. Well, yeah, now there's a viable Vlad, and therefore he's a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, Yemer, and Taisus, by the way, speaks out that Chazav Yelda means not from that same pregnancy, meaning not that we're talking necessarily about she was pregnant with twins and the first one ended up being a nephil and the second one ended up being viable. The Tais says we're talking about where it was a separate pregnancy b'chlal. And the first thing explained, Tais's point is a chiddush, even though it's a separate pregnancy b'chlal. You may have thought that his original pledge was going on the current pregnancy his wife's involved with. And he says, if she gives birth to a vlad, I'm a nazir. That was like his dedication that the pregnancy should go well. But it wasn't for a future pregnancy. Kamash plan that he made a blanket statement. And even if she's chazra in a new pregnancy and gives birth, have raised a nazir, he will be a nazir. That's according to Tanakam. Rav Shimon Aimer. Now remember, Rav Shimon had before, he already was a suffix nazir earlier. So what do you do now that there was clearly a bar kayama? Yaimer, he should say, Imarisha ben kayama, harisha cheva v'zunidava. V'imlav, harisha nidava v'zucheva. We're not sure if that first nazirus that he was keeping was mitzad chiv or mitzad nidava. If the baby was viable, it was a real chiv. And it really fulfilled the full pledge of the father. If the baby wasn't viable, then the firstborn was only a nidava because it was just done in doubt. Since we're not sure which one it was, and because, let me be more clear, if the first one was done in doubt and it really was just a nedava, then he's taka chayav in his ears now. So the suffix reawakens. So according to Rav Shimon, the only way out is to take on another naziris now, a second naziris by this vlad that's a bar kayama. And he makes it tonight again and says, if my first naziris was real because it really was a chayva, this new one is a nedava. And if my first one was a nedava, this new one, the second one, is a chayva. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, "Hi, my Lamebra. What is the chiddush of the first line of the Mishnah that if a person pledges naziris, if on the condition he has a ben and then he has a son, he's chayef to keep naziris? Obviously, what's the chiddush?" Answers the Gemara, "Mishum Seifa. The chiddush is for the next line of the Mishnah. Bastum to mandrakenus ain't a nazir. The chiddush is that a daughter, a tumtum of mandrakenus, is not a fulfillment of having a ben, and therefore." It won't be a nazir. Ask the Rapshita. That's also obvious. Isn't it Pasha when he says Ben, he means a son, and a daughter is not a son, and certainly a Tumtum Andragonus, even though they maybe call him Suffolk, but they're not a clear Ben, and he means a clear Ben. Well, the Gemara says no. It's not so Pasha. Mal the Tema, I would have thought the word Ben itself means when I build up. Literally, I built up my house. When I build up my family, build up my house, and building up a house of family includes even daughters. I'm joining it as Tumtum. Kamashman delay. Kamashman that he means dafka ben, and only that's the chiddush of the beginning of the Mishnah. That when he says amanas that I have a ben, amanazir, it means dafka ben and nothing else. Other children, other types of children, will not trigger a chiyuv of naziris. V'imamar, the Mishnah had said, yeah. So we had said in the Mishnah, v'imamar kishieli vlad. If he says lashon of vlad instead of ben, then even a daughter andragonus or tumtum would trigger him to be a nazir. Pshita, it's also pasha. Maltei mevad mechashev beini inshim beinan. I would have thought you need a vlad that is mechashev amongst the people that's considered chashev, which is usually a son. That's what's needed, and therefore, even vlad means a ben. Kamash b'lan, no, it can even include a daughter, a tumtum andragonus. Now, a few points in this. First of all, on the mish, we'll go backwards on this exact gemara. Vlad mechashev beini inshim beinan. So, if you jump into Tosfos says that this Havamina, that we mean Dafka Vlad, that's Chashev amongst people, that would include a son and a daughter. We're not excluding daughter from this. What I would have thought was would be excluded is a Tumtum Andragonus, Kamashmon, even a Tumtum Andragonus is included. But Taisus says very clearly, if you look at Taisus, the four Taisus on the page, Vlad Chashev Ben Hinchi, Tibas Nami, Lemachashva, Vikoshkin, Tumtum Andragonus, Kamashmon. Sorry, I said it as opposite. Opposite. Tosfos is saying, I was saying for the Rambam, Tosfos is saying that in our Havamina, that only a Vlad that's Chashev would mean, namely a son, it would be Dafka, a son, and not even a daughter, and certainly not a Tumtum Andragonus. Rambam says no. Even at this point in the Gemara, when it said that Havamina was a Vlad, the Mechashvi, a Vlad that's Chashev, of course that's some, for the Chiv of Puravu. We pass like Beis Hillel. You need a son and a daughter. A Vlad, a son and a daughter are both Chashev. Only Tumtum Andragonus, there was a Havamina. They wouldn't be considered part of Vlad. Kamashman, even though it's a part of Vlad. But there never was a Havamina that a daughter is not part of Vlad. That is Rambam's approach. Clearly, Tosfos over here argues and says there's a Havamina that daughter wouldn't even either be part of Vlad Mechashvi. So the Pelayitz writes, this is a common thing that we hear about today more in Eretz Yisrael, more in the Sephardic communities, but it dates back. It's not a new concept about people. It's also famous, unfortunately, I mean, not by the Yidden, but it's much more famous that they do terrible things out in the Far East, where people have a limit to how many children they'll let have. There's limitations. And when they give birth to a daughter, unfortunately, the population is disproportionate amount of sons to daughters there, because people, unfortunately, and this is in China, wherever it is, elsewhere over there, they get rid of their daughters because they're only allowed to have one child, and they want to make sure that that child is a son. But the Pelayet speaks about it and says that already this was an issue amongst Nebuch Klal Yisrael, and he writes that the husbands used to mistreat the wives, blame it on the wives when they had a daughter, and give her all the credit and be mesameach and taka, give her gifts and be proud of her when they had a son. And he said, first of all, it's a terrible approach. Of course, obviously there's milos, because I'll speak about different opportunities, we'll say, when there's a son, but we need both. We need sons and daughters represent their own chashivas, their own opportunities, their own specialness. Number one. Number two, even if not, forget about the fact that we need both boys and girls, and just that boys could do Torah and mitzvahs, and girls have a different achrayis in this world. Let's leave that aside. It's certainly not in the wife's hand. So this concept of the husband giving the wife credit or giving her a patch for it, you know, mistreating her, is crazy. The Pelayet writes about it very stark, how it's a terrible practice in Klal Yisrael and has to be stopped. This is mamish relating to our idea that people would think, again, Agama's talking about Havamina, I would think when a person says Vlad, only a Vlad that's Machashvi Enchi, and Taishvi says that Bas would be included in those that are not Machashvi. Now, there is a Girsa in the Mishnah. Mr. Sajasmi's Girsa, when it says Vlad, the Lashon is Kisha Erev Vlad. Kisha Erev Vlad. And the Chorim discussed what was the, according to Mr. Sajasmi's Girsa, that when the guy says Kisha Erev Vlad, I'll be Nazir, what's Kisha Erev adding? So Tzvi Sajasmi wants to suggest that the Kisha Erev would be telling me that once the, when the Mishnah says that when there's a Vlad, he's a Nazir, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if the gender is not determined, like a Tumtum and a Dragoness, we're saying that that's included, the net is the Nazir Sashal. The word Vlad includes all types of children, Bas, Tumtum, and Dragoness, all still included in the triggering the Naziris. So the Chiddush is, even when we say Kishe'era, I may have had half minute over there, you have to see what type of gender it is, it has to be more pronounced. Kamash Milan, even with Kishe'era, that's sufficient. That is how the Tversio explains, according to that Girsa. Again, we didn't read it when we read the Mishnah, but I'm just pointing out now, there is the Girsa brought on the Mishnah Sajas, and Tversio elaborates on that Girsa that it's a Chiddush, that even when the gender is undetermined. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Hippila, actually, before we go further, one other point. The Shal Tshuva Teira Lishma brings an interesting shaila. There was a person that wrote in his tava that give this amount of money to the various children, and then if it seems like he's speaking about a specific child, but he says when this child has a vlad, give them an additional X amount of money. And this child went and had a daughter. The child went and had a daughter. And the other Yarshim said, you're not entitled to the money, because father only meant that when you have a son, you should get that extra money. But having a daughter doesn't entitle you to the extra money. So this is the Shaila that's brought to the Teira Lishma. So we're very learned over here. We just learned this Mishnah. Very seldom do you have a Shaila brought to the Gadol. That's a black and white Mishnah. But says the Shaila to the Teira Lishma, you guys, you're wrong. The Yarshim, you're the one that we're arguing, you're wrong. There's a black and white Mishnah, not Dafi Gimel, where we say, or Dafi Beis and Beis the bottom, where we say that a Vlad includes a Bas. The father wrote in his Tava Vlad. Unless you know otherwise, we have a Mishnah that says Vlad includes Bas, and therefore this Yerush will be entitled on behalf of the daughter that was born to the extra money that the father promised, and he based it again on our Mishnah. Okay. Hippilish ain't a Nazir. We send the Mishnah if the wife lost the child, he's not a Nazir. That's the Tanakhama. Why? The idea is because it's a suffix. We don't know if it was a viable child. Had it been a viable child, he's not going to be a Nazir, because there was a child there, and he would be, even though it didn't live, but he would be achrei for his pleasure as Naziris. But since we're not sure, ain't a Nazir. Who's that Chita? Mangtanilo, we spoke this out. The Mishnah we elaborated. Rabbi Huda de Kriyu. It's Rabbi Huda of Kri. When a person makes a pledge that I'm a Nazir, if there's 100 core of wheat, and they go check it out, and they can't, and it's gone, it's missing, they can't count it. Rabbi Huda says, even though there's a tzad, there's a suffix, there's a Nazir, we're still going to say he's not a Nazir. Why? Because a person wouldn't want to bring himself into a matzav of suffix Nazir. We also have a klal, suffix. We have a cloud by Suffolk Lachil, but the first one discussed, you may not always be able to apply that cloud. That could be a case where you have a Suffolk in whether at a Paskin or another type of Suffolk. Maybe there wouldn't be so posh, it's just not Suffolk. We say not, but there's an additional story. Clearly, Rabbi Yehuda holds, a person wouldn't put himself into a Suffolk, and therefore he didn't mean to be a Nazir Suffolk here too. He didn't mean to be a Nazir Suffolk, and therefore there's no Naziris when his wife has a Nafor. Rabbi Shimon says, no. He would put himself into the Suffolk, and therefore he's got to account for Naziris. But Rabbi Shimon's made it a Suffolk, so what does he do? Yemer may ben kaim areini nazir cheiva, v'im lav areini nazir nedava. If it was ben kayama, then I'm talking a regular nazir that I'm a chayiv to keep. And if not, this is considered, that Naziris I'm keeping now, it should be considered a voluntary Naziris. Boimene Rabbi Rav Huna. Harini Nazir Chashili Ben, Vipili Ishtai, Fifrish Karbin, the Chazra Vyalda Mahu. So Rab Abba asked Rav Huna, if a fellow says, I'm a Nazir, want to have a son. His wife had an ephel. And then he was, before anything else happened, he was Mafresh a Karbin for these Naziris. He was going to keep the Naziris with this Suffolk, with this Nafel child. He was going to keep the Naziris. V'chaz v'yalda, and then she gave birth on the same day, after he was Mafresh a Karbin, on the very same day, she gave birth to a viable child. So Mahu. Now, Taisa says over here, even though before we spoke out that that was a separate pregnancy, over here Taisa says it's pretty clear that this is the same pregnancy. Now, first of all, she's giving birth again the same day. It must be the same pregnancy. It wouldn't make sense physically that how she giving birth again the same day, it would be a second pregnancy. But it's more than that. Over here, what we're saying is that the shal is deeper. Do we say that because you now gave birth to a viable child, that's an indication the other child was also be'etzem viable, the original one was be'etzem viable, and it just happened to have somebody that suffered some other, traumatic injury or something happened, sickness, and ended up dying, but it was inherently a viable child. It wasn't a nafel to begin with. It was enough to mechayev naziris. And the idea is that one of the basic determinations whether a child's considered viable is, if we know for sure, how long the pregnancy was. Was it a full-term pregnancy? Was it not a full-term pregnancy? If it was a full-term pregnancy, we say the child, unless otherwise noted, was a viable child. The fact that you have another child with it being born that's viable, that would indicate that the one that passed away was also inherently, it was a viable child, just suffered some other calamity. And therefore, the Hafrashas Karbanas and the Naziris that he started with that first child is now proven to be a full-fledged true Naziris, and there's nothing being mechuyev for the second one, or not, or remains that the first one was a Suffolk, and we still have to do what he said later in the Mishnah, which is do another one a Suffolk. So the Mar explains. Alibi the man, who's your Shaila going forward to? Elibi the Bishim and Mighty Bayalei. He said, anyway, something is Achmer. So the Karbanis you set aside for the first one is already going to be considered a carbon for Naziris, and it's viable. And now for the second one, the Chorim B'chuyev anyway, because Rav Shimon says you have to account for all possibilities. We are worried about Suffolk, and we're not going to say that now it's determined that it's for sure viable, and you're not B'chuyev a second Naziris. You have to go on both, you have to take both sides of the Suffolk, and you have to be a nazir twice. Chayra, vela leave the behuda. Yishayel is going to behuda. Damer saf nazir lakel. Who says we go to kula based in saf nazirus? My kaddish or the kaddish is the kedusha that he put on this carbon on these animals right in between the nafil and the next child being born. Is it kaddish or not? Is it chal? What's the shayla? Let's think for a second. Manavshach. According to Yehuda, he's zicha chayev one nazirus. He's chayev a nazirus either for the first child or if not for the second child. So let him just keep his ears now. Let him keep those karbanos as being kaddish, and it doesn't make a difference. So the Mar Shaila is, was the Kedusha Chal, and it's the first Nazir is Chal, or is he going to be now a new Nazir with the second child? That's the Shaila. Who cares? Ask the Gemara on the Shaila, my Nafkamina. The Gemara says, I'll take Nafkamina. Until he goes and re-sanctifies the animals after the second Vlad was born, is it considered Kaddish? If you say that the second Vlad being born is a determining factor, it's a proof that the first Vlad was viable, then the original Naziris that he pledged is Chal, and the Karbanas that he made Karbanas for Naziris have Kedusha, and it's Asur Giza Havayda. But if you say that a person doesn't put himself in a Suffolk, so the original Vlad remains a Suffolk, and that Naziris wasn't obligated, Karbanas he set aside was for nothing. A guy who's not a Nazir says, these Karbanas are for my Naziris, nothing's Chal. He has no obligation, he has no Karbanas Naziris to bring, and therefore it's not Chal. And therefore the animals still be Chulin until he re-sanctifies them, and the Vimutr gives Avayda, that's the Shaila, says the Marteku, we leave the Shaila unresolved. Ben Ruchumi asked Abaye the following Shaila. Hareini Nazir L'Chshili Ben. If a guy says, I'm a Nazir when I have a child, V'Shama Chavir and his friend hears, V'Amar, and the friend says, V'Alai, I as well. I too. What does he mean when he says I as well? Does he mean, again, let's give names. Reuven says, I'm a Nazir when I have a Ben. And Shimon says, me as well. Does Shimon mean, I, Shimon, am also Nazir when I, Shimon, have a son? Or does he mean, I too, I'm with you in your desperation, in your desire to, get Rachmanis to have a child, and I too will be a Nazir when you, Reuven, have a child? That's the Shaila. Mahu, Adibur Mashma, Egufa Mashma. Is the second person, is Shimon's declaration going back on Reuven when Reuven has a son? Same words, or is he going back on himself? He's saying the same thing should apply to me. That is the Shaila. Says the Gemara, Intim Sleimar, Agufi Mashma. If you say he's going back on his own, on himself. It means, if when I have a child, I will be a Nazir. What if he says as follows? What if the case is as follows? Amar Harini Nazir L'chashili Ben. V'shama Chavir V'amar V'ani. If a person says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and his friend hears and says, V'ani. He says, Navalai. He says, V'ani. Mahu. Anafshei Kamar. Is V'ani. Certainly Anafshei Kamar. V'idilma Hachamar. Rechmina L'chavasech. I love you so much, like you love yourself, Va'ani, that I'm going to be a Nazir when you have a child. Again, so the Shaila is the same idea, but instead of him saying Va'alai, he's saying a lashon of Va'ani. So again, the Imtzum Zlemer, we know Rambam passes like Imtzum Zlemer, so let's keep this in mind, right? Rambam with Paskin, if you say I reign Nazir Chashili Ben, if you say, sorry, that Agufi Mashman, that he meant on himself by Va'alai, it means on himself, our Shaila now is Va'ani, meaning on himself. So by the first case we're saying, he means, Shemim means, but I myself have a child also, I'll be a Nazir just like Reuven. When Reuven has a child, that's when he says Alai. What about Va'ani? That's how Rambam would learn. Imtim Tzalemer, and again, by Va'ani, the Shaila is he saying again, Lashanov, I'm going to be begging for Rachmanis like you. Or no, he means it on himself. Imtim Tzalemer, Kol Ba'anpei. If you say that anytime he says it in the presence of the first person, top of Yigil Beis, Kasif Le Milsa, it's embarrassing to say that he's talking about himself. So meaning he's Pasha, he's talking about Reuven. He means to be Nisa Ba'ilam Reuven. And he means, I'll be a Nazir if you, Reuven, have a child. That's only if it's in front of him. Amar, Hare Nazir L'Chshile L'Pleini Ben. What if the first person says, I'm a Nazir, when so-and-so, Reuven says, I'm a Nazir when Moshe has a child. V'shama Chavir V'amani. And his friend here says, V'ani, and I. Mahu, Mirmish Lebefanov, do you say over there? It's Lebefanov, and therefore Nafshekamar. It's not in front of Moshe, it's in front of Reuven. So he doesn't feel that, it wouldn't feel embarrassing to say, oh, I'm the same, that when I have a child, I'll be a Nazir. He wouldn't be embarrassed to say that about him, to bring the focus onto himself, and therefore he means it dafka about himself. I care about that third party. Our example is about Moshe. I care about Moshe the same way you do. I have the same Rechmanis, and therefore I'm a Nazir if so and so has a child. So Tabai, we leave the Shaila. Tabai again is Lashon. We've had already starting from the Nedarim. We have it in Nazir. What's interesting over here is in the same daf, we have Teku and we have Tabai. Tabai is a Lashon that we typically say means Teku. Tabai means Teku. Tabai means we leave the Shaila's arm resolved. And again, so according to Rambam, we pass this with Pasuk like a few first time Timtelimers, that Alai means on himself. Ani in the presence of the fellow means like the other guy, I'll be a Nazir if you have a child, not about himself. And in the third case, we talk leave it Suffolk unresolved, and we would clearly go with Suffolk, Zeris, Lahaka, whatever is the more makel approach, that would be the Pashtus. There is a very interesting Maratzchias. It's relevant for a few places in Shas, but here's one of the places. If you go back to the name of the one who asked the Shaila, Boi Ben Rechumi Me'abaye. Ben Rechumi asked the Shaila Tabaye. If you notice in the Gemara, whole Shaila was, is the second person having Rachmanis with the first person? Or not. A few times we have that lashon, right? Rechminalach kavasech. Right? The only idea of making these pledges was to provoke and promote and show rechmanas with the person, like Imaynach Bezara. So, says Maratzchias, you only find this name Ben Rechumi in Shas once, over here. And the reason is because there was no such person named Ben Rechumi. There was a fellow, whatever his name was, and he asked a shaila related to this lashon of Rechumi, and therefore we call him Ben Rechumi in this context, because that's his place in Shas. And you find it elsewhere too. Another example that's brought is, there's a member stated by someone called Ben Yakim. I think it's Shimon Ben Yakim, but Ben Yakim. And what was the member that he speaks about? The member he speaks about is, Ar Ashala Yakim Divri HaTayra Zayis, the Pasuk of Chumash. Ar Ashala Yakim Divri HaTayra Zayis. Because he spoke by the Pasuk of Yakim, he was referred to as Ben Yakim. We find such a concept that whatever your name is, that's what you are, that's what you can refer to, especially about a person that's not found multiple places in Shas. Okay, Zakta the Mishnah. Zakta Mishnah. Harini Nazir, the Nazir Kashili Ben. What if a guy's pledging two Nazirs? He says, I'm a Nazir, and I'll be a Nazir when I have a son. Hischem initially, so he started counting his own Naziris, why not? And then afterwards, before he finished his term of Naziris, he had a son. So what does he do? Mashlim Eshelayim. He finishes his Nazir's first Vachamayna Eshelbenayi. He then counts the Nazir's first son, because that's actually how he pledged it. He says, I'm a Nazir, and I'll be a Nazir when I have a son. It's two separate pledges of Nazir's. He keeps his first, he finishes, completes his first, and then he takes the Nazir's for having the son. Okay. Harini Nazir Kshili Ben. What if he says, I'm a Nazir when I have a son? He said that first. Vinazir, and then he pledges Nazir on top of that, second. Hischomayin Eshulay, he started counting his first because he didn't have a son yet. Viachan Eleben, and then a child's born. The halacha is the second child's born. That Nazir takes precedence and goes first. So what does he do? Unbelievable. Manich Eshulay, he pushes his aside, which just literally means he pauses the count. Let's say he's 10 days into Naziris. He just puts pause on his. Umaynash Bunai counts 30 days for Naziris for having the son. And then he resumes the last 20 days of his own. And the Farshim Shana point out, of course, very important, that even though normally you shave your head at the end of Naziris, over here he does not. Because if you want to be able to count the first 10 days in our example, 10 days he counted for his own Naziris, and put it together with the last 20 days, halach is, if a person's year is cut at any point during Naziris, you got to start again. It doesn't make a difference if it was done by mistake. He was sleeping, and someone gave him a haircut in his sleep. He's got to start his Naziris again. He starts it from scratch. So in order to be able to merge the 10 days he started counting prior to his son's Naziris being chal, and the 20 days at the end, in order to merge it, he cannot shave. So basically, he counts 10, He can't count to 10. He counts his Naziris for his son, does not do Giluach, finishes Naziris for himself, and then he does the Giluach process with the Karbanis for both of the Naziris. We'll just speak out Rava Shaila. It carries on to tomorrow's daf. We'll just speak out the Shaila, and then one quick point on yesterday's daf. Bye, Rava. Amarini Nazir Lachashman. Princess, I'm a Nazir for after 20 days. And I'm Nazir now for 100 days. So, meaning he's saying I'm a Nazir that should take effect after 20 days. And right now, I'm a Nazir for 100 days. Mahu, keep the may pass on leishlamin. Since avada, these 100 days won't be completed within the 20 days. Leichael, and the 100 days don't take effect now. First, he does the ones that are going to be chal in 20 days. So basically, at the end of 50 days, that's when his 100 should be chal. Idoma, keep this like gido seir lepsayif chaylin. Or do we say since he'll have a full 30-day haircut at the end, even though he interrupted, basically his 100 days start. He'll keep the first 20 days. Then his nazir's of 20 days. That he pledged for 20 days from now will start, will kick in, and he'll have a 30 in his years for that in his years, and then he'll finish up the other 80 days of his 100, and he'll have one big giluch at the end, and therefore his chayla does work. That's the shayla. Tomorrow is going to ask about a shorter term. Why do you come out to 130? Why do you ask the same shayla? The shorter term is years. Tomorrow we'll dabble further in Rav Shayla over the next daf. Let's pause and leave for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Just one quick point. Yesterday we said for Rabbi Yechanan, a person is Mekadosh and Isha, makes a shlich Mekadosh from an Isha. It doesn't specify who he wants to be part of the Kedushin, to be part of this, to be on his list. He has open-ended. And the shlich then goes and dies. So the guy is usher to all the Nashim in the world because we're scared that maybe the shlich was Mekadosh, that any woman he meets, maybe the shlich was Mekadosh, this fellow, the Meshalech, to her relative. That was yesterday's discussion. So the Achorina point out, nice chap, that we talk about Bikish, Lavan, Bikish Lakas Akala, Rami Avid Avi, it actually goes back to Besul, not just Lavan, but it goes back to Besul as well. Why? Because Besul wanted to poison Eliezer. Eliezer was made a shliach to find a wife for Yitzchak. And Besul tried to poison him. You know, the mouth switched the food, Besul ate the food, and Besul died, Lavan took over. That's the famous Medrash, that's the story there, Rashi brings. But the point is that Besul was trying to kill Eliezer. If Eliezer would be killed, then the shliach would be dead, and there'd be no way for Yitzchak to get married. And therefore, that's another form of Arami Eved Avi, beautiful chaf on the Achorinim, basically, I forgot to mention it. Have a wonderful day.